and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A strong warning for you this hour. Police in Louisville have now released body cam footage from yesterday's bank rampage, and it is pretty disturbing.
The body cam footage shows the first two Louisville police officers who respond to the shooting. When they arrive, gunfire can clearly be heard. At several points, we hear Officer Corey Galloway as the suspect fires on them.
He's shooting straight through these windows, right towards the officer.
The other officer, Nicholas Wilt, was critically wounded. That portion was not shown.
The shooter has an angle on that officer. We need to get up there.
Eventually, the gunman is shot and killed. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
President Biden has officially arrived in Northern Ireland to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement.
Make sure the Irish Accords and the Windsor Agreement stay in place. Keep the peace.
Here at home, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg is now suing Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan for trying to interfere with his prosecution of former President Trump. WCBS reporter Marcia Kramer has more.
Chairman Jordan's subpoena is an unconstitutional attempt to undermine an ongoing New York felony criminal prosecution and investigation, Bragg said, claiming the subpoena, quote, is an unprecedented, illegitimate interference by Congress that lacks any legal merit and defies basic principles of federalism.
The Pentagon's still tracking how highly classified documents ended up online this week. CBS's Olivia Gazes tells us what they're looking for.
IP addresses for printers, for computers, possible date stamps on the photographs that appear to have been taken of these documents. So investigators will be looking for those, as well as looking at some of those distinctive items that we see visible on the desk behind the photographs of these documents.
The Pentagon says some are related to the war in Ukraine and could pose a threat to national security. Meantime, the Biden administration's giving the Congressional Gang of Eight access to classified material recovered from President Biden, former President Trump, and former Vice President Pence. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
It's very significant that some of the records that were recovered at the former president and current president's homes and the vice president are being shared with Congress. These lawmakers see this as a victory for oversight for the legislative branch because they feel that they have a right to understand what the national security implications are.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's relatively upbeat on the state of the global economy.
The outlook is reasonable. It's certainly stronger, brighter than the last time we had the annual meetings in October.
But the International Monetary Fund is worried about a global recession. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 56. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, highs around 81. Clear skies again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 56. Upper 70s Thursday, turning cooler Friday with highs in the mid 70s and showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Sales agreement with Civic Media. To learn more and to see our entire broadcast lineup, go to civicmedia.us.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Oh, welcome Tuesday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Right away, the number is 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Had a call-in only show last week. This week, sadly, we're going to open the phones again, though, because we think, you know, people might want to be talking about this. But Johnny, here we are again, and thought I'd start with the headline: firearms, leading cause of death among children and adolescents for second year in a row. Firearms, leading cause of death. So being a child, Johnny, when you were a child, when I was a child, that was not the leading thing that we died from. Evan, you there in the studio of Madison, okay? Wasn't part of a childhood worry. You had a concern about it. Wasn't the issue, you know?
No, but it became one. When I was younger, you know what I mean?
I was going to say, for you, you lived through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but here it is, leading cause of death. And there it is yesterday again, Johnny, Nashville, Tennessee, New Covenant Private School, 3 9-year-olds dead, 3 adults dead. Mass shooter, female shooter this time, 28 years old. But weapons of choice, AR-15 style assault rifles and assault pistol. Here it is, Johnny Lupinacci, school shootings. What do we do with this? Where do we go? How do we talk about this? So many different angles. I put out on, you know, the show promo, like, is this, God forbid this sounds itself, you know, kind of ridiculous, but is this now the time for gun control? Is this now the time for anything other than thoughts and prayers? What do you think? 844-967-2789, 844-96-2789. I'm at this point, Johnny, and saying, okay, and it's, yes, it is now time. Actually, it's beyond past time, right? The idea, even without this now being the leading cause of death, I'm talking to people, you know, that I hang out with, different friends, different students, different political persuasions. And this is another, you know, statistic released again today. 81% of Americans, not Democrats, not Republicans, Americans favor universal background checks and some form of gun control. Okay. 81%. 81% of Americans don't believe in anything together. This has got to be one of the most accepted beliefs in this diverse, wide-ranging, philosophically, you know, interesting country. But 81% of the people here say, yeah, we definitely, you know what? Hey, when we drive, we get a driver's license that's regulated. Hey, you know, you need to have a certain age. Yeah, of course, age requirements make sense. Oh, background checks. Absolutely, background checks. This is not something that the public, that people sit there and say, yeah, I don't know. It's a slippery slope. The slippery slope argument for 81% of Americans, it's not a slippery slope. It's just going, it's a gun. It kills people. Some form of a regulation, background checks, whatever you want to call, waiting period, the inability to buy a gun until you're 21, you name it, right? Any possibility. Yes, let's try something. Johnny Lupinacci, what is your something?
Yeah, Tim, I mean, I hate that we have to have this this be a topic continually, you know, in things. And it comes back around to, you know, just facts. And, yeah. And I like that you emphasize this is a nonpartisan issue, although it tends to be a partisan, you know, dividing line. It's the responsibility of any government to take care of its people. And this is one clear cut example of a failure of both Democrat and Republican legislators to take care of not only children, but people. But especially right. children, right? And so here we are. We're leading with facts here, and I appreciate that you came with that because that's an important piece to any discussion where we're, you know, trying to sift through the muck.
Wait, John. You know what? You know why I did that though? I wanted to say it's because that is what I've been hearing now from a lot of the pro-gun. No, it's not time for legislation going. Now's not the time for emotions. And so that's why I did that. I wanted to go with facts.
Yeah. Well, and it's impossible to separate emotions from the tragedy of, say, like the shooting recently in Nashville or any. We go week by week through shootings.
Year by year.
But yeah. And the fact that there are two causes of death in young people in this country that have skyrocketed since 2020. Those are drug overdoses and poisoning and accidental or homicidal death related to fatal injury related to firearms. And these have skyrocketed in the last few years. And so it shows us that we have two problems in this country that our government, whose responsibility is, its main responsibility, if we're just to boil it down, is to ensure the safety of its people,
yep,
right? Of all of its people, right? And so looking at that just from statistics, from whether it's from the Center for Disease Control or for the American Pediatrics Association or any of these, you know, groups that leads with scientific consensus,
yeah,
right, tells us there are two things that we are failing miserably at, and it's protecting our young people from unnecessary death due to drug overdose and poisoning and to death by firearms. And so I like that you're saying this. Let's separate this from what people think ought to be their rights and right. boil it down to there is a space for you to have those rights and there to be a role for some regulation in it. But it is not an either or. We are not here to open up a discussion. We can have that discussion, sure. But really what we're not calling for here, I think either of us or for the experts with these statistics in front of them are not calling for a removal of rights in this country, but for a responsible governance amidst those rights, right? I don't think anybody in their right mind is saying it should just be anything goes related to drugs and access to poisonous and deadly substances for young people. We should just open things up. In fact, you know what? Let's lift the 21 drinking age. Let's just say you can be at any age. You can buy any addictive kind of thing. You can have access to whatever. Nobody is advocating for that.
Nope.
Here we are, time and time again, related to firearms, blowing it up to we are losing our rights, which is also a whole separate conversation around actually, what are those rights and what's the point of having those rights? So it's just, to me, it's absolutely paramount at this moment that we have a real conversation around the responsibility of our government to protect not only its people, but its most vulnerable people. And that's young people in this country.
The number is 844-967-2789. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Gene from Eau Claire. Gene, is now the time for something to be done? Gene, your turn.
Definitely. And there's another
Hey, Gene.
Huge... Hi. Thanks for the show, and thanks for the job you guys do, alerting people to kids and their needs. The thing that I have a concern about significantly is its relationship, and has it been studied, the relationship between the high incidence of depression and suicides in teenagers? Because I remember an incident where, when I worked at school, where there was an accident, and two students died in the high school. And I happened to be working as a school psychologist, and did a lot of therapy with kids and things. And my, after these kids died, whether the kids knew them or not, they were lined up beside my door. These kids were really impacted by the deaths of others their age.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if anybody's paying attention to that, because that is significant. You know, because, I mean, they see these kids, and it's like they're their friends. And I'm wondering if people have even, you know, kind of looked into it. I've been out of the field for a while, but I'm just wondering, because I've been worried, concerned about the kids.
You know what, Gene? I mean, and there's another factual angle, Johnny. Gene, thanks for giving us a call. Here we are, though. I mean, the impact of if you're a child in school at any one point, and I don't know if you know, I've had experiences when I was in school of losing a kid to cancer, of losing a friend in a house fire, and you say that's devastating. So the impacts of losing peers by violence, though, Johnny, yes, we know there's an incredible, horrible impact. Has it been studied in a way to be talking about with conclusive types of sweeping generalizations? I'd have to spend a little bit of time doing more research to actually, you know, try to make a factual statement on that. But to know that people are concerned about the trauma of those that live after, deal with, you know, good friend of mine from the opt-out movement, whose son was spared during Parkland, but we'll talk about the trauma that her son still lives with today from being a survivor, right? The survivor impact in that. And so, Gene, yeah, talking about that, you know, so here again, so with the rights, and Johnny, when we get back, I want to go more into that, the rights discussion, because boy, when people start talking about rights, people get really concerned about, they know what they're talking about. You know what? I'm kind of reward, you know, it's not in the Constitution, but I know one big right that comes right across in America, the right to life, the right to life. Liberty and the pursuit of happiness. I can't get that if I'm dead from a gun. Busted Pencils, fully leaded, back after the break.
Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Buck Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Buck Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Buck Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
Fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Here we go again. Johnny Lupinacci, Nashville yesterday. Three children dead, three adults dead, shooting. Gene, thanks for the call during the first part of the show. Steven from Green Bay, you are on. Steven, what are your thoughts regarding here we go again, man?
Yeah, exactly. Just like you said, here we go again. You know, this is the question I have for these, you know, supposed pro-life Republicans. Where are they on making sure that our kids can go to safe schools and don't have to worry about getting shut up? I can't imagine being a 9-year-old and today knowing that, you know, it's required for me to go to school, but I might not come home. I don't think that's a burden our kids should have to worry about. And the fact that these Republicans are so pro-life, well, you think they would be absolutely outraged at something like this, but they're completely silent. That tells me one thing and one thing only. These Republicans are only pro-life when it's convenient for them to be pro-life. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And to be honest with you, I'm glad I don't have kids in the school system today, because I wouldn't be able to send my kid today to school in good conscience, knowing that they would be completely safe. And that is a disgusting and, quite frankly, scary thing to have to say. That's my thoughts on that.
Well, Steven, so let me hold you, though, just to ask this question. And again, I'm just going to, you know, throw this at you. But what about, you know, Republicans are saying, Steven, I hear what you're saying, man. We need safe schools. We need locked doors, armed guards. We need teachers with guns. You know, look. And Steven, I don't know that you're actually for actually making schools safe. You just want to take my guns, dude.
Well, that's just the thing. If a Republican or anyone came up to me with that angle, this is what I would say. I don't want to take away guns. I actually don't think guns are the problem. I think what the actual problem is mental health. And we need to put more money towards mental health in this country and helping people with mental health issues. But also, my sister-in-law was a special ed teacher in the Green Bay School District. And I can tell you this, she had her hands full just taking care of her class of kids every day. And then she's going to have to worry about, you know, carrying a gun on her and possibly protecting her classroom if there's ever an invasion. I just think that's absolutely ridiculous. We don't pay our teachers enough to do the job they do now, and now we want them to be police officers on top of it. That's absolutely a ridiculous expectation.
Yeah, no, I am with you. And I just had to put it out there because I know conservative listener out there right now is going, oh, yeah. You know, the right to safety and all this crap. Stephen, thanks for the call. Stephen from Green Bay, Wisconsin. But Johnny, you know, you made that the comment last part of the show about, you know, people getting all bristled about their rights being infringed. And I was thinking about this, you know, coming in and going, yeah, but, you know, I mean, the right. OK, if we want to talk about it. You know, the right to own a gun, the right to, quote, bear arms, well-regulated militia, all those other words, too, we seem to forget about, right? That right is a, you know, a man-made human that said, we think this is a right, okay? I'm pretty sure that the right to stay alive is ordained if you're a creation type of person from your creator, and if maybe you're just a spirit person, is ordained from the spirit. But that is a right, the right to stay alive. The idea that you have a right to a gun, that's a construction of people. And I'm still, no, I don't want to say convinced, I'm absolutely positive that the right to keep and bear arms in our Second Amendment had nothing to do with currently today the AR-15s. And I'm pretty sure that this was not about arming me and you as citizens. This was about truly arming militia, well-regulated. Johnny, a couple more thoughts.
Well, I mean, I like that you're bringing it back around to, you know, broadening the discussion around rights. So it's not just that's either or, that we're relinquishing our rights if we're calling for any kind of, you know, regulation or response around child and adolescent health. And I'm going to break it up into a couple of sections.
I like that.
Because these are two things that our callers brought up that I really want to emphasize are really important. You know, Stephen emphasized, like, what are we doing if we're not taking care of children in schools, right? If we can't send schools to some kind of children to some kind of place that's safe, mm-hmm, for them to learn to be citizens together. It's a matter of national security. And so that is most under threat right now internally with deregulation around access to firearms. We know that statistically, and we know that time and time again, that the biggest threat to our children's safety in our schools are guns and shootings. Okay, the other thing that Gene brought up that's really important is one of those other high-rising statistics when we're talking about children and adolescents, because adolescents are still children, right?
Mm-hmm. But yes, they are.
Gene brought up a really important thing, the high rate of suicide in these young folks, and it's creeping into childhood health too. It's one of the leading causes for children, and children are pre-adolescent. This is more new than it's ever been, that it's even one of the factors for loss of life in children, but it's the second highest in adolescents, and it's really climbing quickly. And the two are related, but
sure,
you know, both Stephen and Gene talked about, as part of this, it's more than just controlling guns, although that's a huge thing, legislation to help us respond immediately. We also have a bigger problem when we line up the statistics and we see the call, to protecting children and adolescents, is that we do need more care around holistic health, around the mental health and well-being of not only children, but the children and adults in our communities. Because when we are hurting, it is hard for us to consider our own health and the health of those around us. Right. So these are
busted pencils. Yeah, Johnny, you're right. I mean, fully leaded education talk, 844-967-2789. Mental health. I want to talk about that when we get back. More Busted Pencils after the break.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 56. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, highs around 81. Clear skies again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 56. Upper 70s Thursday, turning cooler Friday with highs in the mid 70s and showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice and sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new.
Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk, Educated Educators Talking Education. And sadly, we are talking school shootings again tonight. Numbers 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Gene and Steven, thank you for your calls first half of the show. Johnny, we started to introduce a concept right before. Evan, I got an audio clip there. You know, this is from the, this is a a response to a question. This is Representative Ogle. He represents Nashville. He has a picture, a Christmas card, you know, one of those, here's my family standing by the Christmas tree type of Christmas cards, but they're all armed with assault weapons in his Christmas card. The reporter asks, you know, are you embarrassed, ashamed of that picture? Do you regret it now? Let's hear what the representative from Tennessee has to say. Evan, hit that.
Post and the photo from your Christmas card.
Why would I regret a photograph with my family exercising my rights to bear arms?
Any congressional action you think at this point after this mass shooting?
No, I think this, again, we don't want to jump to any conclusions. There's still a lot more information about this case that hasn't been let out to the public. And I think ultimately, I think what this does is highlight some of the mental health issues, the mental health crisis we have in this country. That needs to be the real conversation that we're having right now. How did this individual slip through the cracks? What could have been done to get them help?
Johnny, what could have been done? I mean, first of all, he does not regret his Christmas card showing his rights, you know, to bear arms, which, okay, great. It's your family Christmas card and you get to do whatever you want. And I guess you don't have to have any regrets. I really taking a picture and going, holy crap, I wish I wouldn't have done that. A couple times I've said that. However, I guess being a congressman posing with guns is not a regrettable type of photograph, but introduces the concept of, hey, we got a mental health problem. We started talking about this and, you know, Johnny, the pre-show, you and I were talking and I said, look, I actually don't disagree with Representative Ogle here that an issue that is substantial here is mental health. Now, he tries to talk about though, and therefore we don't have to worry about doing anything other than potentially had we got this woman mental health help, this wouldn't have happened. And therefore, there's no need to regulate her ability or inability or to restrict her right of when she is off on some other type of planet. She should still always have access to guns, though. We just need to get her the right mental health help, because with the right mental health, she wouldn't need to access guns. And therefore, again, guns don't kill people. People or crazy people kill people is kind of the point here. You know what, though? Really, really, it's an either or. It's a, you know, you're not going to regulate guns. It's not going to do anything about anything to change anything because this is a mental health issue. No, I'm sorry. Johnny, you, though, were talking about, you know, we let off the show with the fact leading cause of death of children and adolescents in this country is death by firearms. Prior to that statistic being number one, the old number one, particularly killer of adolescents and teens, was car accidents. That's been surpassed by firearms. In the statistics, though, it's interesting, there's actually a decline in the automobile deaths, and a lot of that seems to be we continue to regulate driving. We continue to regulate the types of cars that are allowed to be on the roads. We continue to, again, keep telling kids driver's education. We have restrictions on when you can't drive. We have to pass tests as kids about whether we can drive, right? It's regulated. The fact that, look, there's nothing you can do regulating it. Well, no. Here on this fact, leading cause of death used to be. There's the key, used to be. I don't know. You know, Johnny, I appreciate you bringing that up, though, because it's like, you know, people are saying, it's like, look, you can't regulate, you can't fix this problem. We have evidence that if we look at this as a child health issue, a public health issue, something that causes unwanted death and pain and misery, that actually, what used to be the leading cause of that for children, actually, if you regulate it, you can make a difference.
So, yeah, I mean,
go for it. Yeah,
similar. I mean, let's open that up if we want to bring it in comparison to another leading cause of loss of life in young people, and emphasize why we're focusing on that is because of how much life is lost when a young person goes away, right? Mm. And we talk about matter of national security and the importance of education and investing in young folks. And so here we are talking about this. And I mean, just think about, there are all kinds of ways that I have a right to kind of any kind of mode of transportation I want. However, there's some economic sort of practical restraints around that, as well as requirements. I can't go out and buy a helicopter. Mm. Even if I have the money to, I need certain license. And even then, there are probably certain kinds of helicopters I can actually have access to, and the airways are regulated, right? And I can't just fly whenever. I mean, all of these things have some form of government regulation. Or even if we really, really want to push the boundaries of how much does government have a say, we could even say industry regulated. And this is where we go off the rails with firearms, right? We have a tremendous amount of money from the firearm industry going into legislators to say government should have no say, and also very little put into regulation by the industry itself. Okay. Right. So unmitigated access to all kinds of out of the ordinary, but becoming more ordinary types of firearms that have served no purpose in everyday life amongst civilian, let's say. Maybe they're for military use or even like militia grade military use. I'm not even getting into that personally where I stand.
But no, let me set up your extreme though example, right? Okay. Even if, when we are making it big and we're billionaires in the next few years, like we will be, we want to buy a helicopter. We can't buy a Blackhawk or Apache attack helicopter. Even then, we might be allowed to purchase to an extent, but there's a regulation even there on saying, yo, you can't buy this type of helicopter. People are like, that's an extreme example. Is it? Is it really?
I mean, it's just a correlation. There's also been a tremendous amount of effort across this country put into enforcing the use of the punishment around the driving under the influence.
Right.
Right. I mean, and so different factors that have contributed significantly to that statistic of life lost due to car accidents, right, has been. There has been, it's proof in case that legislative action or regulation in some form, right? I prefer legislative, but I mean, we could even say from industry or just general culture if we want to broaden that. The idea is that some regulation in places, it does lower that life loss.
Yeah, it does.
And the other fact we can have, and dare us go there, because, it's hard to like turn the lens outward and look at our peers around the world. When these types of things have come up in other countries, immediate response from the government, whose identity and responsibilities to protect its people, went swiftly into legislation that cured the problem immediately. Like, we're not talking about maybe, it wasn't experimental. It's happened now in dozens of instances where immediately a government steps in and says, we'll figure this out over time, but right now here's what we're going to do to make sure this doesn't happen again. And it doesn't. And it hasn't always been this either or of now you no longer have a right to a firearm. You can still hunt. You can still have access to the kinds of, what do we want to even call them? Firearms.
That are
tiered and graded for different purposes. Right. As well as maybe even an increased education around this. When you talk to people who are pro gun and they're, like you said, they're part of that 80 some percent, Tim, that want to see something happen so that our schools are safer. They talk a lot about the importance of education, about the importance of proper learning to use, and they value the right to firearm, but are not against some form of regulation that makes it so that it's a safer place for all of us. More responsible, we might call it gun ownership.
Yeah.
That's what most of us are calling for.
That's, and that's it. We're talking about, is it is now the time we started off the show. 844-967-2789. I want to remind that, yeah, everybody, though, too, we still want to hear what you have to think. But is the time now for something? And Johnny, you just went through there. We're trying to stay in facts because, again, as people have reminded us during these times, this is not the time for emotion now, because we don't want to, people will jump in and do something crazy. Okay, great. We're not going to be emotional. We're going to look at this factually, scientifically. We're going to do what we can. We're going to go, hey, you know what? All the evidence points to, yeah, the time is now, because when we decide collectively as, a citizenry, as a group of people that, look, we need to change this. Right.
Yeah.
You can change the outcomes, the drunk driving one. It's like, we're not going to stand for it. We're going to regulate it. You can go out. Guess what? The right to drink, I guess. Right. But you don't have a right to drive drunk, and we're going to come down on that. And therefore, then statistically, what has happened? The deaths and dismemberment and catastrophes caused by drunk driving go down. They get smaller. Your other example, though, too, Johnny, it's like, okay, look, we need to just take a look across the ponds, looking at different places, right? And as you said, it's plain. It happened in Scotland, right? Massive shooting. Lots of loss of life. And okay, sorry, but we got to do something right away. That was like 20 some years ago. Nothing ever since, right? So, this won't do anything. Nonsense. When you say this won't do anything, what you're saying is that, if I as a legislator do something about this, I'm going to be shamed. I'm going to be possibly have my funding pulled. The real implication, it's not that I can't do anything about this. I'm not allowed to do anything about this as a legislator, because I'm owned by the interest groups that want unregulated, pure, unadulterated access to any type of killing machine there is out there. I mean,
we went through this with the tobacco industry.
Yeah.
I mean, what did it take, right? I mean, yeah. It was unpopular, but it became unhealthy to a point of no return, except there was a return. Some regulation and some reconciling of what did we deem as healthy for people in this country, especially young folks. Yeah. And there's no difference, in my opinion, with firearms.
Makes no difference. It's just where we are. And so, we're saying we're staying with the facts. The number's 844-967-2789. It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. We're coming up on the break, heading into the last quarter of the show. Johnny, when we do come back from this break, though, we really want to bring in the idea of going, okay, let's go back to where we started. This happens in schools. What are we doing about the schools? What are we doing about children? Let's talk about schools and where we're going to go, because we got to go. That's what this show's about. Busted Pencils is the education talk show in this country. This is where we're going to try to solve this problem. Busted Pencils, educated educators, talking education. Back after the break.
We're stressed out.
Play pretend, play pretend, money. Play pretend, you need the money. Play pretend, play pretend, money. Play pretend, you need the money. Play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a...
The Rick Smith Show. Where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The Arboretum. And then there's us.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. 844-967-2789 if you want to talk with Tim and Johnny. Talking, you know, sadly again, school shootings. Here we are, and, you know, great callers earlier in the show. Gene, Steven, have gone through the whole thing, rights, safety, regulations. What do we do is the time now. But, you know, Johnny, here we are. We're talking about this uniquely American phenomena, school shootings, the places where we're supposed, our young children are supposed to be safe and free. Okay, we're going to talk about freedom again, right? I'm going to throw it back at you, you freedom people. When I'm in school, when I'm a teacher, when I'm a child, when I'm visiting a school, my freedom to be in that place safely to learn, freedom to learn, is now compromised in this current situation. This is what school shootings, you can't learn, Johnny, if you're traumatized, a victim, or at this point now, if you're a child going to bed at night asking the question, when will my school be next? When will my school be next? And that sadly now has become what we're hearing more and more people saying. You know, Stephen even said it now, if he had kids right now, he wouldn't even be sending them to school. You know, and I hear that sometimes and I want to fight back and go, no, it's still safe. It's still safe. Don't go there, because if we go there, we're totally going to go. But I kind of get it, though, because, you know, my son's 23, my daughter's 20 right now. And, you know, they grew up as, you know, kids of living through school shootings. And they're like, you know, Dad, no, it's something we do think about all the time. You know,
yeah.
It's like, OK, look, again, the survivors of school shooting, they're not all right.
Yeah. I mean, and it's close to home for every single teacher. I don't care whether they're in a public school or private school, in a rural community, in an urban community. I mean, right now, and come back to Gene shared this, just the impact that we have as human response to suffering, right? And to the likeness of like kids knowing that other kids are in that kind of danger. And it's really unpredictable. It's a very real worry that they're right not to have, but so many have. And the same thing goes for anyone who works in a school, whether they're, you know, a bus driver or, you know, an aide, or, you know, an administrator, a teacher, all like when we look at these statistics and we see these things happening in our schools and in our communities, but especially in our schools, right? We have to be thinking about the fact, like Gene brought up, the sheer psychological impact and the way it's putting extra stress and fear and anxiety and trauma into young people all across this country and to the people serving those young people, right? And I can't imagine, we don't go more than a few weeks. So none of us are, as teachers or as parents or as children, are able to fully process, heal from, and feel safe. Right? Yeah. It's not happening. It is a constant state.
There's no chance to feel safe, Johnny. I didn't share this, but I mean, you know, seriously, last week, the institution that I'm at right now, guess what? You know, I don't know. It wasn't big national news, but at a college baseball game, there was a shooting on our campus where, okay. So when the other part is, does anybody know anybody who's affected by a school shooting? The answer now is sadly, you know, it's like, yeah, one removed or something like that. My cousin, my this. It's now a regular thing to say, oh, yeah, I know somebody. And now here, listeners right now, you are talking to somebody who works at an institution where there was a school shooting last week. Yeah. There. That's reality. Now, okay, so I guess I just have to go to work and just go, well, that's the risk I take by working at an institution of higher education or of education, a school. That is not the way anybody, and again, what happened here is so far removed from what happened in Nashville, what happened in Parkland, what happened, you know, God forbid. All that time ago, in the New England up there, right? It's just, and I was reading somebody else who talked about that, saying it's like, you know, when the first graders, so many of them were killed and nothing was done. Are we surprised now, you know, 11, 12 years later, that this still happens? And the response is, look, we're not going to do anything. We're just not. And we're sitting there going, no, you can't, it can't happen like that, because the conditions of, I'm going to go back to the conditions of learning are now so far out of touch. We know this, Maslow's hierarchy, we have to learn, feel safe. Yep. If you can't feel safe, you can't learn. Okay. People don't feel safe right now. So you know what, Mr. Politician, who wants to ramp up academic standards and all this crap right now? Well, okay, you need to now do something, because we can't achieve academic excellence right now because we're not safe. We're not safe. So how are you going to help us? I mean, that's where I'm kind of putting, you know, stuck with this, Johnny. He's going, it's like, you know, I need to wake up in the morning. Kids need to wake up in the morning and say, I can go to school and it's safe. I don't need to think about this. I can't do it. You know, and
these political issues are related, Tim. If we have a better, stronger healthcare system where everyone has access to health, we have a stronger economic system where everyone has access to employment, right? These aren't unobtainable things, right? We have political issues around, we have some regulation, not a removal of rights, but some regulation and education required around who has access to guns, when and what kind of guns we have access to, and some limits to that. We very quickly see these conditions become much safer almost instantly, right? And they're related, because I don't want to throw one out, right? The health of our nation is at risk because of our healthcare system. And so that goes hand in hand with the kind of regulation we're calling for. So legislators, it's time. Voters, it's time. If it's our democracy and we want it to be a healthy one, then young people got to be around for it. Right?
Busted pencils. Yeah, Johnny, you threw it out there, man. Busted pencils, fully leaded. Hopefully next week, not talking about a school shooting. See y'all next week. We'll be right back.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News Talk and Sports.